Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Feedback and Insights, Shir number 137. In the previous Shir, 136, we started to talk about different levels of intimacy, seven levels of intimacy. And we were talking about how the physical aspects, the sex, is not intimacy. And we started talking about what intimacy actually is. It is a great, deep need to be known, and each of us has a story to be told, and intimacy means sharing our story to remember who we are and where we came from and what matters most to us. And sharing our story keeps us very often sane and focused. And this is not something that is connected to gaiva or ego. That people make that mistake. When one wants to share of themselves in a real, real way, it's the revelation of their souls, of the chelek elikami mal, of the tzelem alikim that's within them. The soul, every soul is unique and needs to find this expression. And it cries out that it wants to reveal itself in the godly purpose of what it's there for. So you could have egotistical reasons of why you want to be known, to be famous, to be to make your mark on the world, to show your accomplishments. True. But beyond that, there is the soul cry to want to leave a mark on the world and to share that calling with others. And this is true even with people that hid their ga'inus or hid their tzidkus, and even then there always was that mark of expression and sharing, sometimes with some private people. They didn't reveal to others for whatever the reasons were, but to their truly close ones, they did. And this is not connected to ego. This is something that everyone truly needs. And this is something that can be beautifully fulfilled in a marriage where you share with each other your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, your soul's calling. And again, you know, even the physical aspects of life and sharing that is also a connection of souls when done for the right reasons and for the right purpose. So that is something that's extremely important to understand. You need to really want to be brave in this way, and to allow your soul to express itself to the one you truly trust. And it's hard because, again, we have defenses. But the mile of having these relationships, these real, true, honest relationships, is that it provides us a mirror to see and know ourselves. If we're isolated, we're alone, we sometimes assume things about ourselves that may not even be true or exaggerated, but when you share it with other people around you, close to you, they keep us focused. They actually help us with our own self-expression, and that is extremely important. That is why, by the way, people make a mistake and think that when you say something to your true friend, your true best friend, or to your wife, to your husband, and they respond back with a question or a correction of something, that itself is intimacy. It's not opposite intimacy. This is one of the beautiful pshatim of Ezer Kenegdai, that the Ezer, sometimes like Rashi, the Pashup Shat, you know, Yezoicha, it's a Ezer, a help, and if you're not, it's opposite against you. But the deeper explanation The Netziv brings one similar to this, that the Kenegdai is the Ezer. It brings out the true help of the person helping you. That's true intimacy. True intimacy is that true connection that sometimes that person who you're sharing this with, your wife, your husband, will send you a message of something you need to correct or something that you can work on. And that's one of the reasons we avoid intimacy, by the way. We would rather live in our own fantasies of what we are rather than the real world. And when you talk honestly and openly to one's husband, to one's wife, and you learn how to do this with each other, it pulls you out of the imaginary worlds and gives you the mirror to know yourselves. Now, this also comes, of course, with encouragement. With encouragement, with warmth, with love, with acceptance, because the mirror needs to see that soul, that beautiful part of you as well. But it sees your flaws too, loves you for it, but also gives you the self-awareness that you need. So the Kenegdai is also intimacy, is an Ezer, and it breeds and brings closeness. When we share with others, that again, you could obviously be careful and selective who you share with. But when a husband and wife promise to be honest with each other and confidential with each other and try to help each other and be non-judgmental, that helps us understand ourselves. And we discover ourselves very often. This is the part that people don't even realize. But if you look back in your marriages, all of you, you will see that this happened from time to time, and it could happen very often, where this, when you did reveal and discuss something with your husband, your wife, and there were times where they may have said something or had an idea that helped you discover yourself, helped you think about something, you know, in a way that you haven't thought about before that will help you. So the idea is, this is true, by the way, of Ezu Chacham HaLoimid Mikol Adam. Everyone in their own way, when they interact, Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, the way Hashem wants it, with a shalom, with a peace, with an understanding, they can learn from each other. This is certainly true with a husband and with a wife. And the question is, why do we hold back? Because we're afraid. We're afraid to reveal ourselves. We're afraid to share ourselves. We're afraid to allow others into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls. Sometimes we were burned and hurt by people. That creates a wall. It's understandable that you have that wall. And sometimes, yes, your husband or wife could hurt you. They're not always in the best of moods. They may say something insensitive. So it is a little, somewhat of a risk. But that wall needs to be open. We're not talking about abusive situations here. We're talking about regular, normal, good human beings that sometimes will make a mistake, but they are well-meaning and want to love and want to connect. Then the key is to hold back that fear that you have and allow yourself to open up. Sometimes we're so afraid that if people really knew us, they wouldn't love us. That's a real deep human fear. It's in the heart of almost every single person, subconsciously or consciously. We're asking ourselves, if they really, really knew me, would they still love me? Would they still employ me in my job? Would they want to hang around with me? Would they want to be my friend? We want to love and be loved. And we want to be loved for who we are, with our flaws. It's a deep need. And it's very important. And yes, the Chayav HaSalvavos brings down in the Baal Shem Tov on Shivisi to do your best to not be affected by praise or by criticism excessively, just to learn what you need to learn from it and not to be shaken either way. You know, to go sky high when you see someone says a compliment to you because you have a fragile ego and now you feel you're indebted to them forever. and then the other way around, a word of criticism will shatter you. Yet no, we have to work on an emotional maturity not to be hurt that way. But the idea of wanting to be understood on a soul level and connect and to want to be close and understood by your own husband, by your own wife, is a very deep need. And we are afraid to reveal ourselves because of the possibility of rejection. And therefore, it is a risk and it's a fear. But when we overcome that fear, when we recognize we're all flawed, we all have flaws. None of us are perfect. And that other person, my husband, my wife, will look at me and love me despite my flaws. And I will learn to do that for my wife and husband as well, to love them despite their flaws, sometimes even because of their flaws. And that is really a healing process. It heals brokenness. It allows us to be who we are and to become the better version of ourselves as we share with each other in a healthy way. So that's very important. You know, it's awkward often, you know, when you're early stages of dating, for example, or at a job interview, right? So, or you're being introduced to people, you try to put your best foot forward. You try to have the most possible, positive impression you want to leave, and you're not going to reveal much, because you don't want to slip up and say something vulnerable. So that's effective in the beginning of dates. That's effective, you know, when you're going for a job interview. But you can't really love a person. You can't have real intimacy unless you reveal yourself. You reveal yourself. Now, again, it's not talking about, we talked about this before, where there's certain things about your past that you want to get past, and you don't have to share all the negative things that happened in your, you know, early life. There's no purpose to it, and there's no reason for it, especially if you're moved on from it and you're working through it. But at the same time, on a normal, regular, normal interaction between a husband and a wife, when things are popping up and the things, problems are existing now, you need to often share those struggles to a certain degree as an honesty and as a vulnerability to express that to each other. Sometimes I'm afraid during the day. Sometimes I'm a little anxious. Sometimes I know I have to work on the betachen and so on. You share with each other. A person is amazing. Both whether you feel strong at the moment or you feel weak at the moment. When you reveal your struggles, again, not to bash yourself and not to do anything other than to have that courage to share. The other one, kamayim panim al panim, will ultimately share as well. And this is something, by the way, that both husband and wife do yearn. Very often, one of them is more open than the other about their own, what's going on in them and their life. And one of the two very often is very reserved or holds back sharing because they're afraid or they're very guarded. And it goes both ways. Sometimes it's the husband more, sometimes it's the wife more. And what's very important, again, you don't have to change your personality overall. If you're an introvert and you're more guarded or you're more intellectual, you don't have to change your overall personality. But you do need to work on sharing and revealing your emotions and your vulnerabilities to your husband, to your wife. And they, just like they do. And that is a help, and that helps in a most wonderful way. Very often, a husband or wife will acknowledge that I keep things to myself, and I don't, you know, that's the way I am. I don't want, you know, I don't share my inner life with people, and that's not the way I work. But my own husband, my own wife, I trust them, and there I share my vulnerabilities. That brings a closeness. That brings a special shalom. especially if you're non-judgmental and you love each other and you support each other. That means that everyone has a certain dark side. And everyone has their inner demons that they're struggling with. Everyone has their Yetzirah that they are working on. Now, you don't have to bash yourself, like we said, but normal, regular weaknesses, that's part of being human, and you're willing to share that, that's a tremendous sign of faith and courage. It encourages the other person to let down their guard. When you share your vulnerabilities, you encourage your spouse, your husband and wife to share theirs as well. And just like you're hoping that your spouse, your husband, your wife, who you're talking to, will not look down at you, you plan on doing the same thing if they say something vulnerable to you. That's why it's so important that if, especially the one that is somewhat more reserved, does share now and does become more open, and you can see they're struggling and they're sort of afraid to do it, they're actually expressing an emotion and they're being much more expressive than normal, than meaning their regular external self, you encourage them. You say, I love you for it. I appreciate you. I appreciate that courage. This is true self-esteem when one has that courage to reveal what they need to reveal to create a bond with one another. This is extremely important. It's something that we yearn for. It's something that we need. And again, it's not connected to the ego. It's a real soul need. And it's a very, very important yesod. Bracha natzlacha.